affectionately known as Three Tops. That's the where 84 golfers will be joining Lee Trevino, and every one of them trying to duplicate what Lee Trevino did 20 years ago today. Or no, not today. 20 years ago this year.
Tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow, the actual date?
Yeah.
Well, if anyone would know, it would be Kevin McKinley, Treetop's assistant general manager and director of golf. Since you're right here with us right now, Kevin, people still are talking about that, and for good reason.
Yeah, it's amazing. We hosted the par 3 shootout from 99 to 2006, and it's amazing the amount of people that actually, when's that shootout this year? And they think that it's still happening, and we kind of actually hope that this event may be a catalyst to at some point bring this par 3 shootout back. But I got to see three of them. Been here for 17 years now.
Oh boy.
Was not here when Lee Trevino made that hole in one, but there are going to be a lot of people here today. Almost everybody that bought a spectator ticket that I talked to today is like, "Oh yeah, I was there. I was right behind Lee when he made that shot." It's amazing
That's
how many
fabulous.
People. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you believe him?
I do, actually. Yeah, and you can actually kind of scan the photo or the video that we have on it
cool.
and see some people that I actually know. They look a lot younger then, but
well, it was a very big deal, and it was something people looked forward to, and it was televised.
Yeah,
and the television gods make decisions sometimes we don't all understand, but somewhere along the way they stopped televising it, and of course the. Being televised kept it alive, kept it fresh and going. And maybe this will be the catalyst to get it back again. Because I think it's a great competition that people, golfers of various degrees of expertise, the very lowest like me, the very highest like you, can relate to it.
Sure. Yeah, and Three Tops, I always call it the great equalizer. I mean, you got to hit good, solid shots, but, you're really out there, and there is a hole that's over 200 yards, but it plays, because it's such a downhill hole, it plays only about 160. So, really, the longest shot that you have, or the longest yardage that you have to play, is about 170 yards. So, it takes the driver out of a lot of people's hands, and a lot of people can go and actually compete. I've often wanted to see an event where maybe we took an LPGA Tour star, a PGA Tour star, a Senior Tour star, and see how, take them out there and see how they do on that golf course, because I bet you that LPGA Tour star could just absolutely hang with the boys on that one.
I'm certain that they could.
You bet.
It is the great equalizer, as you say, Kevin McKinley. There's a tremendous amount of maintenance on these golf courses, as you're hearing now.
A little bit going on
in in the background. And Lee Trevino, in our conversation with him, is absolutely thrilled to be back. 20 years to the day tomorrow from that hole in one, and these players are certainly very excited about that. We'll talk a little bit more about what they are going to be experiencing today, Kevin. But talk to me too about something that our listeners can still be a part of. The Patriot Golf Day Shootout, hosted by Treetops Resort.
Yeah, so this is, we're now over 10 years hosting the Patriot Golf Day Shootout. Many of your listeners, I'm sure, are familiar since it started in the state of Michigan, the Folds of Honor Foundation. The Folds of Honor Foundation is started by a gentleman by the name of Dan Rooney, who is a fighter pilot, but he's also a PGA golf professional, and he's also a golf course owner. You may have heard about American Dunes over on the Grand Haven side of Michigan here, and they transformed. Actually, Jack Nicklaus came in and believed so much in the Folds of Honor Foundation that he donated his design fee and totally transformed American Dunes into what it is today. Opened for the first time this May. I was fortunate enough to play it a couple days prior to opening. But we do a tribute for Folds of Honor up here, and in addition to donations, we invite members of the military, veterans, actives, and their families up for just an absolute unbelievable weekend where they are treated like rock stars. We just pomp and circumstance. We have Bill Hobson come in and film Michigan Golf Live here, so they're on TV. It is an experience to behold. And all they need to do is raise a little bit of money for Folds of Honor Foundation. We kind of have a threshold, and if they raise a certain amount of money, $500, then they can come free of charge that entire weekend with their family. And like I said, they are rolled out the red carpet almost as much as what we'll do with Lee today. So
you've been doing that since 2007?
Yeah, 2007 was kind of I put a jar on the counter to raise money. In 2008, I really wanted to do more.
You got it really going, yeah. And I don't know if you remember, but we were here for one of those.
You were.
And it was a while ago, I remember, but I remember being in a really big hall, if I'm not mistaken.
You bet.
And it's a very touching and very important. We know by now everyone knows about Folds of Honor, but the whole way you guys handled it was very tasteful and wonderful.
Yeah, a lot of golf that weekend, but my favorite part is the dinner gala, which will take place. It's the Saturday. It's always Labor Day weekend, so the Friday right before Labor Day weekend, shootout for the military, and then Saturday is 27 holes of golf, and civilians can get in on that, and then Sunday 18 holes. But on Saturday night we do that dinner and a little bit of special music, and you were gracious enough to come up and MC that one year, and we were happy to have you. But we make sure that at some point during that night you are either a rock or you're going to cry a little bit during that night.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of touching.
If I recall, many rocks were crying.
There were some rocks that were crying,
that
yes.
Night. It's Friday, September 3rd through Sunday, September 5th, Labor Day weekend, the 14th annual Patriot Day Golf Shoot, an event that raises funds for the Folds of Honor Foundation, which, as you know by now, provides scholarships to families of the fallen or wounded. Great golf, great tribute to those who have served and are currently serving. And you can go to treetops.com, or call 888-TREETOPS, one of the best phone numbers ever in all of golf.
You bet.
888-TREETOPS, and you can be a part of that. I don't even want to talk about the autumn sensory sensation known as the Fall Color Tour, paired with a progressive dinner, the Culinary Color Tour, because that's talking about fall already. I'm not ready for that.
Yeah, but I get goosebumps a little bit when I think of how beautiful it is up here. And 17 years being here, sometimes I catch myself taking it for granted. And fall is a great time for me to lose that whole take it for granted feeling, because
yeah,
you get out there and you get, it seems like every turn or every corner, every tee box you pull up to is just absolutely majestic. And just the right mix of deciduous and evergreen trees to kind of get that contrast of color out there. And what we do with the progressive is we don't even include golf really with it. It's just a cart ride, and dinner stops along the way, and the culinary is great.
They might have had Sinatra for autumn in New York, but autumn in Michigan's pretty damn good, too.
Beautiful. Yep.
Really a great place to be. Thank you for doing the great job you do. Kevin McKinley, Treetops Assistant General Manager and Director of Golf on WJR.